Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the second recording of the degree of the woman in the religion of Islam. We're going to be starting on page 12, and we'll move again for another 20 to 30 minutes, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. I want to start these recordings with a quote from CD that's in the foreword of the book, which we read it in the last recording. We'll read in each recording, I believe. Do not put these books on a shelf. This is the real food. How can you leave real food and go to bad food? This food is a deep teaching for deep walking. I carry the spirit of all these teachings, and the spirit carries the spirits of all the prophets, alayhim salam. It's very important to read everything I have given to you and to think. This is part of the Sufi teachings. How can you understand the way of Allah if you do not read? When you read some of the subjects and say, I am a Sufi, no, you're not a Sufi. A Sufi is he and she who eats the food, the real food, and drinks the real water, the pure water. Then he sees himself and carries the religion of unity and the message of love and peace and mercy and justice. And this is what I want from everybody. We're in the chapter called The Unveiling of the Presence. And we're on page 12 in the middle. Bismillah. Do not ask why people make what they make. Leave them to do whatever they do because everything is in its place, my beloveds. Allah gives you the complete message and He gives them something from the message and they are holy. And He gives them politeness and He gives them the surrender, but they miss something. This doesn't mean that Allah does not help them. Maybe it's from the mercy for them to make the separation between the men and the women, if you understand what I mean. One of my beloveds once said, if I am absent from this world with my beloved Allah, I do not care if all the women around me take off their clothes because I'm praying and I only see Allah. He says, if I look at anyone, I see only Allah. Where is the space? Who says there are women or men? But in the Sharia, it is something else because those people do not understand more than that. You, my beloveds, are the sons and daughters of the essence of the deep secret knowing. The question is not from you, but from another. Long time ago, I cut right through this question. I finished this question because the beloved of Allah does not need to look for the why or what. Be with Allah. This is the only thing. If anyone tells you that your father works for those people, yes, you can see that I work for those people. I help them because he likes me to give. But it's important to be special only for your beloved God. This is what he wants, and this is what you want. One of my beloveds said, "Beloved God, take everything from me, but do not discharge me from your door. Keep me always between your arms, and do not send me far away." You do not ask God about the dunya. You do not ask God about anything. You only ask him about his love. This is the only thing. You ask him about his love. His love gives you the real life, his life. He gives you the real wine, and everything is from his love. Do not worry about anything. This is your way, and this is the meaning of the religion. I live for that. And I would like every one of my beloveds to know the difference between the person who takes you and puts you with the creation and the person who takes you to be with your beloved who created everything. This is the real marriage. My beloved Sidi Muhyiddin said, "He gave himself all of the truth of the truth. Fa'atakul diya haq ul-haqa." What did he mean? He meant that when the beloved of Allah reaches and continues to travel in the world of the unity, after he finishes with everything from the presence or from the pictures, in that moment, he is always in the world of Al-Azal, the world of the unity, and does not see any space or separation in his religion, in his way, in his garden. There are no numbers, and there's no he or she. This means that he lives in the essence of the deep secret of the reality of the world of Allah. And there is no humanity because this humanity has changed to be as Allah wants, to be clean of everything. As I said before, this presence is exactly like a glass. But inside this glass there is water, and the water is very pure. There is no doubt about this water. It is the water of the real life. When Allah said to the essence of the reality of the humanity, be, he did not say, be a woman or be a man, but he said, be. He spoke for himself, from himself, to himself. The water came in that moment, but not the water as you think. This is very deep, very secret. You cannot see the water with these eyes, but you can see that this water feeds you. This is the real water of the soul. She is very subtle. From this water, you continue your life. In this life and before this life, Allah himself put this water, which is the essence of the real secret, inside the glass from the moment when he said, be. as I have said before. This water contains everything. This is the water of Allah, into which he put some of his fragrance when he said, be the reality of the human being. He sent some of his fragrance and his water for that reason, so that you could be from him and return to him. You are not just a part, because there is no part. There are no numbers. As my beloved Ali said, do not think that you are a small star when you contain the whole universe inside you. You contain everything inside this holy essence of the fragrance from this water. But where is the water? He put this water inside the glass, which carries the real color of what the water carries. So you cannot say there is separation between the glass and the water. For this reason, Allah wants you to be very careful with this glass, because if you break this glass, you lose the essence of this deep secret water. Without this water, you cannot understand. And you cannot live for a moment, because there would be no meaning to your life. When Allah sent the kind of the humanity, An-Nasut, to this earth, he wanted to keep the humanity the way he wanted it, so he put everything around the glass in order to keep what he had sent. You can say that this glass is really the home of Allah, and what you carry inside, what you are, if you look deeply, there is no other than Allah. When you come here, and when others come here, the kind of the humanity begins to make another world around the glass, which becomes thicker and carries many colors. The first color is light. I really cannot say light, but I use this word to mean that the light is very soft and more than light. The colors come on the outside of the glass, but inside, the inside wall of this glass returns everything. So that from the beginning to the end, if I can say there is a beginning and an end, because if I say beginning in the essence of the reality of Allah, then this would mean that Allah has a beginning and an end. But excuse me, because I am speaking about the essence of the reality. When he says in his Quran, read your book. Then from the beginning to the end, everything returns that is around this glass, which is filled with everything that happens in all these worlds. And more than that, it is filled with everything that happens in every world. This means that you are the preserved tablet, Allah al-Mahfuz. And Allah writes everything on this tablet. You are the tablet, and this tablet contains every song, everything that you would like to be, and that he would like you to be in this created condition in order to be the real beloved of Allah, and to not make any separation between you and another, because there is no other. from where can you make the other? So you continue in this world as the kind of the human being. Allah says, be careful about what I give you. Be careful not to break this glass. Be careful not to lose anything that I write in this glass. You are the book. Read your book. Look inside yourself, then you find me. And at exactly the same time, you find yourself, the essence of yourself. But as I said, when people come, they put many things around this glass. Some of the things are black and blue and white and full of dirty things built with their minds, and many walls become very thick. And then a person begins to say, I am different from anyone else. I am higher. I am more beautiful. He gives himself many names, but Allah gives him only one name. In the Quran, he says to his beloved Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. Beloved, say Allah, and do not look to any other, because there is no other. The deep thing here is to continue in this life, but at the same time to be careful about what he gives you, and to not break anything, and to help yourself because God helps you. How does he help you? He sent the essence of himself through the prophets. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Each one of them is the essence of himself. And in his message, each one says, La ilaha illallah. There is no other but Allah. If you look at yourself, you find only Allah. Do not lose your chance by looking to the right and to the left, but look inside. People make many, many things, but the travelers who travel to Allah, the children of Allah, the beloveds of Allah, walk deeply. And nothing can move any of them, and nothing can break anything that they have, because the beloved knows who he is. And he knows that he is more than holy, more than anything. He carries only Allah, and he is very careful not to lose any moment, because the moment is for Allah. Then you could say that there is the presence, and the glass is the very soft presence. Allah created this presence, and it is necessary, because the presence keeps the water in the same way the glass does. Allah says, it is forbidden to kill anyone. If anybody kills anyone, it is as though he kills all the people in all the world. And he says, if anyone breaks any heart, he breaks me. How can he break Allah? He breaks him because he breaks what he gave him. Allah wants everyone to keep what he has given them from the beginning. He wants you to keep your existence inside his existence and to use your existence for his existence. This does not mean that you make a separation, but it means that you are the bride. He has given you a beautiful veil, if I can say veil, and he says, cover this bride. This bride is only for me, and I am for her, if I can use these words. It is forbidden for anyone to see my bride if he is not of my kind. This bride is the mercy for all the people. She is the rain for the plants. This means for everything that he created, animals and birds and human beings, that this is the beloved of Allah. If you are really the rain, it's important to give everything what he needs. And it is important in that moment to be careful not to show your face to those who do not understand your face. This means to cover the face of the truth from the people who do not understand the truth. If you do not do this, it is the same as if you were to give gold to a child and the child throws the gold away because he doesn't know the meaning of the gold. Be careful, my beloveds, to not give or show your face, the face of Allah, to those who do not know you and who do not know the truth, because Allah makes you special only for him or for those who are like you. The beloveds of Allah are very few, but for those beloveds he sent the mercy, he sent the peace, he sent the love, and he sent everything that the people need. The people do not know some of those beloveds. But every area of the world has one of these beloveds. Some of them are in Europe and some of them are here. Some of them are in Russia and India. They are very special people because they live for the people. They are the real mercy for all the people, for all the humanity, for all the creation, and from their hearts, their real love goes to everything. The heart of each of them is a complete garden for all. If any one of them is in a city or in the country, it is enough for those who live around him. Whether the people know him or not, the mercy comes to them through the beloved. And this is some of the meaning of what Allah meant when he said, I sent you, beloved prophet, to be the mercy for all. What does this mean? This means that the prophet is the mercy because he is the first light from the time when Allah said, be. Allah spoke about the essence of the reality and said, be his light, the light of the prophet. All of the beloveds come from him. The prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, is the father of all the beloveds of Allah. The prophets. And they are a part of this family, part of the reality of Muhammad. Now I have used a word that does not contain the meaning of what I am giving. When I say part, This does not really mean a part. There is a much deeper meaning. I speak about the complete essence of the reality of Allah, where there are no numbers. I speak about how Allah sent one soul and one glass which had no numbers and no male or female. He sent one soul and one glass. This is all from this soul. He sent the fragrance of every soul. And what you have is a fragrance from this glass, and this fragrance is all of the people and all of the creation. When I say the world of the unity, this is what I mean. All he created was one mirror, if I can say created, if I can use this word. He wants to see himself everywhere. He looks from himself to himself and says, I am the hidden treasure. For that purpose, he sent his order from himself, to see the mirror of himself. Then the soul is the soul of Allah, and all that you see is the glass of Allah, nothing else. The soul of Allah and the glass of Allah. If you say, how is this? I have answered you. When a person says, I am and I exist, then how is it that he cannot allow himself or give himself permission to remain in this material world, ad-dunya, always? If anyone can keep his body or keep himself here, then I say, yes, he exists. But when he travels from this dunya, does he travel as he likes? No. No. Allah created you. He does not ask you when you were leaving the dunya, if you want to leave, because the time for you, the journey for you in this material world is over. This is all. Brings us to the bottom of page 17. And close with the Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.